Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, it's your man Head Cracking. This is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay!
Hey, my Dish Nation family. Now, Head, Greg, Portia, and Frank are out. Mm. But out in L.A., we got Heidi and Chewy Martinez.
What's up,
guys? Yay! And special guest here with us in Atlanta. She's a beautiful lady who gave birth to a rap legend. Hey, we got Mama Brett, a.k.a. Mama! Nadine Trotter, in the building. We got Rick Ross is going to be coming to the studio to talk about his new album. But first, Heidi, what you got?
I want to say that I think it's a good idea that Brat's mom is here with her today on the show because, Brat, I have some news that I have to break to you. I just wanted to let Brat know.
Damn.
It's hard for me.
You okay? All right.
Brat, Dwayne The Rock Johnson got married over the weekend.
Oh, boo-boo.
What?
And,
stop playing. This April Fool's. This April
Fool's. Oh, boo-boo.
No, listen.
He did what?
He did. He got married.
That was a Prince Charming.
I know. The Rock and his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian, got married this weekend in Hawaii. Listen, it was about time. They've been together
Mama,
for 12 years.
You need to console her. Hold her hand.
I just got one thing to say. Congratulations.
They've been together 12 years. They have 2 kids together. So really, it's about time now. The Rock posted a pic of him and his new wife with the caption, "We do August 18th, 2019,
no, we don't.
Hawaii." Pomaia K, which is Hawaiian for blessed.
Oh,
wow.
So I'm happy for
beautiful.
The Rock. I'm
cursed.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad for my friend Brad.
No.
I know.
Cursed.
I know.
Not cursed, Brad. Stop.
That's all right, Brad. You can find somebody. There's still hope. There's still time.
Yeah. Everybody, I want is taken.
This man was with this woman 12 years and 2 children. He had 2 illegitimate kids.
Right.
So, I mean, he would have left
with
those kids.
So does that legitimize the kids now?
That legitimizes them now. Yes, they're no longer bastards. They got their kids.
Wow.
But that's all right, because I got somebody anyway.
Maybe we should move on. I'm getting uncomfortable.
Me too.
All right, y'all. Well, the fallout is still coming from the news that Jay-Z and the NFL are now in business together, with Jay-Z acting as the NFL's live music entertainment strategist. Well, we all know that many aren't happy with Jay-Z for doing this deal, and since he said, we're done kneeling, although Jay-Z has been supportive of Colin Kaepernick in the past. But during the press conference detailing this deal, there was no talk of Colin Kaepernick playing for an NFL team yet. Mm. And now things have gotten more out of control and more interesting because, according to producer Brian Michael Cox, he claims his friend Jermaine Dupri, my big brother, was offered a similar deal from the NFL, and Jay-Z told him not to do it.
Oh, wow.
So what y'all think? Is this shady? This shady business?
Super shady. That's beyond shady, Brad.
That's my son. He's a good guy. Don't mess with my son.
Well, I hate this for JD if that is true because Jay-Z is a good dude. Like, I kind of wouldn't see him doing this, but it is what it is. It's kind of been confirmed, so we just got to pay more attention and see what's going on as we follow this story.
If Jay-Z wanted to do that, then why not circle back to Jermaine Dupri and go, hey, here's the thing.
Listen,
they came to me. I know they came to you. Why don't we do something together, better together, and team up as opposed to doing it without him? And that seems shady. It doesn't if you go to him and say, I've rethought this, and I think we can make a difference. You know,
kind of like, hey, don't get with that chick. She ain't no good, and then next thing you know, you married her.
Right,
that's the best example.
Exactly,
I
Ricky.
Yeah, good example.
So it seems y'all like 50 Cent, honey, was trying to stop Miss Wendy Williams, honey, from getting her party on. That girl, Miss Baby, showed up at a party that was 50, that 50 was having, and what? And she couldn't get in.
Wow, that's crazy.
What? God, take a
Wendy
look at this
clip, baby.
That's what you get, Wendy.
Chewy.
Oh, there you go.
Wendy Williams not being able to get into the club.
Do they have beef? Do 50 Cent and Wendy Williams have beef?
50 Cent have problems, all y'all sitting down in the South with everybody.
Damn, Mom said everybody. That's when you know it's serious. When they say everybody.
That's right up there with all y'all.
Well, 50 posted that video, y'all, with the caption, you can't just show up to my party if you've been talking about me, bitch. Wait outside.
Ooh. Ooh.
50 Cent! I love it.
So they say Wendy, honey, did get into the party. Allegedly, she did. And she posted a pic of her and Snoop from the inside. Nah.
That's crazy. But then you're going to put a caption under the video. That's crazy.
Because there is nothing more uncomfortable, especially when you're highly famous. There's nothing more uncomfortable.
Right.
Not that I'm highly famous. But those situations where you're like, hi, Heidi Hamilton. And they're like, would it be under another name?
But Heidi, but you know what, Heidi? That's just like being semi-famous and having a credit card that can't use it. I mean, Ricky credit card kind of, you know, go out every time we go somewhere.
Did you just call Ricky semi-famous? Ricky.
They thought that was famous. I mean,
no, they didn't.
They don't look nothing alike. I put Ricky in that category. He looks better than Tabitha Smith.
He may look better than it, but damn it, his credit cards don't go through.
They do now. They do not. They did before.
They did decline a couple of times. So.
Did Tavis still have a show?
Wow, Mom is going
stop
in.
The tape.
Mom is going in. Mom is going in.
Please, yes. Stop the tape.
All right, you guys. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Mrs. Petty with a baby carriage.
What?
Okay. Mrs. Nicki Minaj Petty now.
Woo!
Maybe. You know, on Friday, the rapper sparked speculation that she secretly wed her fiancé, Kenneth Petty, by changing her name to Mrs. Petty on Twitter.
No way.
See, rumor has it that Barbie and her Ken hit up the Beverly Hills courthouse earlier this month to obtain a marriage license. And if this is true, her legal name will be Onika Tanya Mirage Petty.
Nice.
Would we be for her changing her last name to Petty?
I like Petty because when she feel like she being petty, she could be like, I'm Mrs. Petty, though.
Right. It's my new name.
I am being petty. That's my name.
Right. It's my new name. How long has she known this guy?
Okay, so they've only been dating since December 2018, but I guess going back in the past, they dated a little bit when they were younger.
Yeah, but I still don't think she should have married this guy. The little history they had when they were younger, first of all, he was younger. He went to the pen. He got out of the pen. He don't look like he's right for her. He always wearing a stocking cap over his head. I don't like that.
What's wrong with that?
He probably packing. That's what she wants. He probably packing.
I think that they were childhood sweethearts, and she got with somebody who genuinely loved her before she was Nicki Minaj.
Right.
It don't matter that he been to the pen, Gary.
Yes, it does, because he had learned some new tricks up there.
Well, she'll know.
Mama Gary been locked up, so he knows.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about he backed that thing up.
Wow. Wait a minute, Mama.
Wow. Can I mute my headphones, please? Jesus Christ.
Come on, y'all. Hurry up. All right, y'all. Coming up next, Gary. Did your fave Miss Diana Ross get curved by Catherine? Taylor and Jackson. Wow, we'll tell you more all about it right after the break.
Oh, Lord. Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, by now you know that I'm a fan of Third Love. And if you didn't know, well, let me tell you why Third Love is the bra you should be wearing. I'm an in-between size, and before it was really hard to find the perfect fit. But Third Love has 78 sizes with cups ranging from AA to I. That's one of the largest ranges in the industry, and it's so easy. You find your fit with their Fit Finder quiz. You order, you try on at home. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping and are available every single day via text, chat, or phone. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. They're giving you 60 days to try one. If you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Why not support a business that helps others in need? And right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. All you have to do is go to thirdlove.com/dish to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish, thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off. Do it today.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. I just love, honey, Miss Diana Ross. But from the looks of this video, baby, Miss Katherine Jackson, the beautiful mother of Michael, Janet, LaToya, Tito, and Jermaine, honey.
And Rebe.
May not be so into her like I am. So here's the tea. Diana sang Michael's song, You're Not Alone, to the amazing Miss Katherine Jackson just 3 days ago in Vegas, and Miss Jackson just seemed like she was just not here for it. Take a look.
Mama looked like she was crying or she was mad.
Yeah, but Miss Catherine was just, she was thinking about Michael. I know she was, Brad.
She wasn't paying no attention to Miss Ross.
I think she was thinking about Michael. I think she wanted to go home and watch the news.
She just seemed uninterested. Like, no shade to the queen, Diana Ross, but it just seemed like she just would rather be at home.
Yeah, but to be honest with y'all, I'm sure Miss Catherine didn't even know Michael made that song. She didn't know that one.
And you feel bad for Miss Catherine?
I feel bad. And Miss Ross was singing her bitch, and she touched her hand. When she touches your hand, that means she loves you.
Catherine ignored every touch that she touched y'all looking at that video.
Oh my goodness. All right, y'all, moving on. Now, we all heard the celebs making unusual demands, but Mick Jagger has taken diva antics to a whole new level. According to a source, Mick always asks for a new mattress in his hotel room, no matter how posh the hotel is. He also insists the plastic wrapping stays on while someone sleeps for one night on the mattress to break it in.
I agree because, man, a lot of times I stay in hotels, and those mattresses, I feel like I'm sleeping in a shallow grave. So sometimes I'll have the maid come in and redo the cover. So I sleep at the foot of the bed. Because nobody's down there. Definitely don't sleep in the middle because that's where it goes down. Right? I sleep at the foot of the bed. So if I'm getting anything, it's probably dead skin. But other than that, you know.
So Mama Brad, does Brad have diva demands? I'm sure she does.
What she require, Mama?
The best of everything. She a brat. She spoiled. She gotta always have it her way.
Right. Really? So what do you like in your dressing room before you perform, Brat? What gets you going? What do you need?
I like humidifiers. Okay. I like some shrimp in there. I like some baked fish. I like some Red Bulls, little drinky drink, little brown, little light. I like some Coke Zero, some cold waters, Fiji preferably. I got to have some dentine ice gum. You taught me that.
I got to have
some Nag Champa incense and a few candles. That's all I require.
And I don't like people knocking on my door every 2 seconds.
Because you can't focus.
Can't focus and coming in and out. Nobody in my dressing room, period. I don't want to meet the promoter's mama. I don't want to meet that mama and his family and all that.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Need a little something stylish and lightweight to carry all of your essentials? Then you'll love this high-quality, lightweight, water-resistant polyester backpack. It comes in black and olive. It has multiple zip pockets for all outdoor accessories and multiple compression straps to stabilize heavy loads and assist with extra gear.
Ooh, Brett, I like this, honey. Tell me more about it.
Well, Gary, it has a lightweight frame mesh back panel with adjustable padded shoulder straps, zippered hip belt pockets, and has a safety whistler on sternum strap. It's perfect for your everyday needs.
I camp every weekend in the summer. How much is it?
Well, Ricky, the Olympia Hawk 20 outdoor backpack has been seen as high as $200. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, up next, Rick Ross stopped by Dish Nation Studios recently, and we have that interview right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Dish Nation as a man who's currently on his 10th lap in this music world. He has an album out right now called The Port of Miami Number 2 that is number 1 right now. Make some noise one time for Rick Ross.
Woo! Much love, much love.
Welcome back, man.
Feel good to be back. Feel good to see the team, the whole squad.
Now, did you ever think things would be as big as they are right now for you?
Nah, honestly, I wasn't. It's like, when I was just chasing a dream, I really just wanted, at one point, just to release a record.
So, Port of Miami 2.
Right.
Most people are always afraid of sequels because, like, you know, will the sequel live up to the hype of the original? You pulled it off, man. Like, you know, people loving it.
Oh, man, the streets loving it. The love I'm getting from, you know, everywhere I go. You know, everybody online, the fans, all my day ones. I really feel good about it.
Your New York City party looked ultra lit. Wendy Williams looked ultra lit. She looked like she was feeling the kid.
Nah, she was just having a good time. You know, she came through and just showed a lot of love. She showed me a lot of love, Meek a lot of love, Busta Rhymes a lot. That's, I told her she was looking good. Yeah. And enjoy your life, baby.
That's so, have you ever thought about maybe you could date her now that she's single and you're single?
Nah, that haven't crossed my mind. But, you know, she always been cool with me.
Speaking of dating people, Ross, I heard something not too long ago. You said you couldn't date a female rapper.
The reason I said Rosé ain't big on that and ain't looking for that is because the time I dedicate to the studio, that could cause some type of formal situation.
She gonna get dipped like a lemon pepper chicken wing.
And all ranch.
All flat.
All flat. Ranch.
You dipping them in ranch?
All ranch. All ranch.
So if there was a Fat Boy Mount Rushmore of dudes who really put on for the big guys, like a top five, who you putting in there?
I'm gonna start with Barry White.
Yeah.
Of course, Ricky Rosé, myself, you know what I'm saying?
You got to
put B.I.G. in there.
B.I.G. God Bless the Dead, but you got to throw Heavy D in there because he was the first
Shout
big boy that was showing.
Yeah.
Like,
No. He was the fat boy that could still dance.
He was Drake.
Yeah.
Women loved him.
Who the last one? Who the last one?
8-Ball from 8-Ball MJG. He wears his weight with pride.
8-Ball, that's the Mount Rushmore, the fat boys.
Yeah. Word on the street is your house is about to be featured in Coming to America 2. And I know they got to splash you in there, at least for one scene. What's going on?
Not really getting a lot of details myself. What I did here, though, it's going to be iconic.
I'm proud to say that I've been invited to Rick Ross's house. I've been thrown out of Rick Ross's house. And it's fun all the time. Because even when you're leaving and you watch that gate get small as the car is taking you all the way down the road.
Hey, his dress code wasn't right.
It was a black tie fair. I had black tie, but I had a sweater on over the tie and some jeans. I don't go to a lot of stuff, man. I don't get out much, man. And it's like, yo, I'm sorry, Headcrack. I love the show, but bro.
Oh, but they gave you a shout out on the way out.
He gave me a shout out. But I got to go back to another event you had at your crib, man. It is very dope. Thank you for the invite.
Man, you already know, man. The door's always open for you, brother.
Well, there it is. That man right there is the boss. Port of Miami 2 is out right now. Be sure you continue to support this man's endeavors and catch him on tour in a city near you. One time, y'all, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Chewy, this story you're going to love. A man in Woodbury, New Jersey, invited a woman over for a late night meeting, a.k.a. booty call.
Ooh, yes.
So he calls her to come over.
Okay.
But the problem is he fell asleep waiting for her. So she gets to the house, knock, 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 knock. Nobody there. She, by the way, is 29-year-old Taja Russell.
Wow.
She's now accused of going to a nearby gas station, buying lighter fluid matches, and starting a fire that completely destroyed the man's house.
No way.
All because he wouldn't answer the door. And women, you don't go to the man's house.
No. Right? She's coming to me.
Wait. She's coming to you?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
If she wants the she's going to make some time and come to the damn house and bring me a small pizza while you're at it. Damn it.
Well, she did, but she was upset because she drove all the way there. She spent money to get there.
Right.
The man is now being treated for first and second degree burns.
Yikes.
The woman's being held on charges of attempted murder, aggravated arson, and criminal mischief.
Damn.
His phone, I guess the next morning, showed 8 missed calls.
How many missed calls have you ever had from an ex? My record's 45. She was nuts, and she would hide in the bushes at the radio station.
Chewy.
Have you ever wanted to burn someone's house down, Heidi? I see it in your eyes. Have you ever wanted to burn someone's house down?
I've had
some. Have you?
Yes, but I've never done it.
Have you ever keyed anyone's car? Oh,
perhaps.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.